Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I am your host and Brad Wiegman. And unfortunately, I couldn't find any hosts for this week, so everything's gone to Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, I'm just kidding. And Jimmy is one of my long, very, very long old-time friend, and it's actually his birthday, so we're going to give him a shout-out.
It just so happens.
Yeah, there you go. Because
the only day I do podcasts are on my birthday, just so you know.
That's right. Probably. We did one in Florida when we were down in Florida fishing there. And
we were in a trailer.
Yeah, it was dark. People were like, we couldn't see anything. I said, that's all right. I couldn't see anything either. Yeah. And we're with Brigham, which is his son, one of his sons. And so he actually happens to be one of the better kayak anglers are.
Well, we're trying.
And so, yeah, he is really good at kayak fishing. And so we're going to ask him some questions. We're also going to try and get some tips from you about catching fish. And then we'll let the old man, he'll get to give his, you know, hopefully it's not a single.
With all the wisdom.
Yeah, hopefully it's not a stick bait tip. You know, we want to get something out of him. We're kind of hoping that he'll talk about the little magic jig head he's got. Yeah, and that robo worm. Okay. So we'll go from there. But let's just start with what's happening, Jimmy. What's going on in your world?
Oh, boy. Well, you know, right now, obviously, it's show season. We got the Bassmasters Classic. We got Red Crest. Mixed in between is fishing the Major League Fishing Invitationals.
Right.
So I've been traveling to Florida and where have we been? Carolina. So we got Smith Lake coming up here in 10 days. So we'll be fishing there in Alabama, and I'm really looking forward to there. I had a top 10 there about 6 years ago, and caught spotted bass and largemouth bass. But yeah, we got the whole tour season. Got some Toyotas mixed in, and but you know, I'm watching my boys do this kayak fishing, and man, I'm like this close.
We would love to see you in a kayak.
You
man.
Have that no
would
be, idea.
We have pictures.
Do you have him wiping out?
Not yet. He's been in a kayak though already.
Let's skip over to you, Brigham. Let's talk a little bit now. Now we do want to know what was the biggest thing that you learned from your dad about bass fishing.
Man. Well, I've learned it all from him, so ever since the beginning, fishing on Clear Lake as a kid with him. A little bit of everything. I mean, to go back to the basics, just different techniques of throwing a drop shot. I mean, that's kind of when we started when we were kids. We threw a lot of drop shot and didn't think that, you know, how much you actually do use it. That's all we threw when we were younger. So I've learned a lot about finesse. And you know, always learning. So I would say probably finesse fishing from them is probably what I've learned the most.
And who's the better fisherman? So I'll ask you, because I know I might get a truthful answer from you.
Okay.
All right. Tell me, who's the better fisherman?
Out of the two brothers?
Yeah.
Oh man. Well. It is his birthday, so I don't want to get
to see where this is going.
There we go.
That's all good. It's all good.
What's I mean, so you're going fishing, and he's gone, and he's, you know, he's fishing all these tournaments, and he comes home. Did you have your own boat?
No, actually. No. I mean, growing up, we would go fishing with him a lot when he was around. He did a lot of the West Coast fishing when we grew up, so the boat was around, so we'd go out with him. But no, we didn't have our own boat. We would do a lot of pond fishing. We'd go off the bank. Actually, when I turned 16, I got an aluminum boat, so actually I did have that.
Oh, all right.
So I kind of fixed that up and turned it into something to where I can go out and fish. I had a little 15 speed on the back, and I had my little Honda, what was it, a Honda CRV. That I towed my boat with.
That's right.
It was an all-wheel drive. So I'd go fishing out on that on Clear Lake at 16, 17 years old.
Wow. That's amazing. And so I've known you for a while. So this year there's been a little shift. We're starting to see a lot of this yellow and silver logos on your – well, his shirt is easy to see. And there it is on your shirt. Yeah,
that's
so,
it,
I mean,
that's
there's
it.
So there's been a shift in what rods you're using.
Yeah,
so tell
us
a little bit about that. It seems like it's almost like your last name.
You know, I'm working on the royalties part of it.
Good luck on that.
But, you know, Yeah, I've been fortunate to be using, you know, good fishing rods my entire life. And, yep. You know, Skeet told me about 2.5 years ago that he was going to basically start building and designing his own rods.
Right.
And I'm like, huh. And I told him, I said, I want to be a part of that. So whenever it's time, just let me know. And sure enough, I mean, it all just happened. I mean, for him, it was every 3 months, you know. I call Skeet and say, hey, what's going on? Well, they didn't do this. They didn't do this. So, right. You know, it's just
very particular.
Oh, yeah. Very particular on everything about these rods. So so it took time. It took almost 2.5 years. And, you know, when they came out and I, you know, started using them, I was like, oh, my gosh, this is like so perfect. So, you know, proud of my brother, but he started Reese Fishing, basically reesefishing.com. And he, you know, he's got his whole 2 different rod lines, and yeah, he just nailed it. So real excited about it. We're doing great. People are loving it. You know, they're going out there using it, and yeah, it works, and so it feels good in your hands. And
so there's 2 different models, and then they have one model that has the famous yellow color. Talk about the 2 models, and also the one model that comes in 2 different colors.
Okay, so the next one rods are the original rods that Skeet came out with about 1.5 years ago.
Okay.
So, and basically it's a graphite comp. So they're pretty flexible rods.
Right.
So, but it's a really good price point. You know, they came out at what, $129.
Okay.
And so, you know, anybody can purchase a rod. So.
Right.
And the traditional yellow rod, you know, that Skeet's always had, and. You know, we did the ISE show in Sacramento, and we had all the rods out, and they're selling. They're going out of the booth quick, and I couldn't believe how many, because he came out with yellow and black. So now everybody had a choice.
Right.
You know, and I'm thinking, well, I'm buying the black. I ain't buying yellow, right, you know.
Right.
But we sold so many yellow rods. It doubled what we sold on the black rods. I was blown away. And it's just, you know, his following and you know, it's just strong. You know, everybody, you know, loves Skeets, enjoyed the products that he sold. And so, you know, so basically the next one, great entry level rod.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And then literally at ISE, we got the shipment for the next 2 rods.
Okay. NEXT. Two.
The number 2.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, graphite rod and, yeah, I mean, he also has a couple lines of the fiberglass comp for crankbaits and everything. But, you know, so those are in the black color only.
Okay.
And, you
there's
know,
something special about the real seat. You were showing me that the other day.
You know, carbon fiber. But the biggest thing is how the reel sits in to the handle.
I know you should have brought a rod.
You didn't tell me, you know. Well, I would have brought one. So, right. But the way he designs this, right?
Okay.
Nobody has this. And the way it sits in there and it goes around the reel, well, anybody that goes and throws crankbaits and jerk baits, they know how you can bust your knuckles underneath your reel.
Right, yep.
It's all in design. Well, he took that all away.
Wow.
So, I mean, you know, you can see the advertisements. I don't know if you've seen them yet.
Not yet.
You haven't seen them. Okay. You'll know when you've
seen
one.
I've been on the road.
You'll know when you've seen one.
Okay.
But anyways, it's just the way the rod just feels in your hand and how it's real natural position, and it's a super lightweight rod.
All right.
And
I was going to add one other thing to it. It has the gel coating.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels good, especially you're out fishing. It's really dry. You know, your hands get dry from fishing all day,
yeah.
And the rod still it feels good. It doesn't get all sticky. It doesn't slip. It just feels good in your hand.
So didn't you win a tournament, a kayak tournament?
Yeah, I won a club tournament.
I got to get you to come out and say,
He's done well.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing the kayak only about 1 year now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I haven't been doing the kayaks that long yet. I'm still learning lots, but last fall I won one on Lake Mead. It was just a club tournament, but it was awesome. It was a lot of fun.
Got to get your first before you got a second.
I know.
Mm-hmm. So tell us.
Ask him about his big fish.
I had a question, but okay. How about your big fish? Dang, you just answered
the big
question.
Fish. Okay, okay,
dude.
So last fall, I qualified for the West Coast Championship 2024 on Clear Lake.
Right.
So I live in St. George, Utah now. So now I drove to Clear Lake, did a week of pre-fishing, and then day two of the tournament, it was 7 in the morning. Yeah, I remember everything.
Right?
It is my PB, so it was 11 pounds, 1 ounce.
Gee, man, he first out of a kayak.
Yeah. Hey, Pops dude. Has even caught an 11-pounder.
I know, I've already passed him.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So talking about kayaks and kayak fishing, talk about some of the models that, you know, like these rods. Mm-hmm. Talk about what models work good in a kayak. So if you were to take, let's just say you take 2 bait casters and 2 spinning rods, what are those 2 rods would you take? What models? And how do we know models? You know, like when you go shopping, you mm-hmm. They go 7.6 heavy. And you're like, okay, that really doesn't help me. Yeah. Is it a wimpy 7.6 or is it a flipping one?
Yeah, so I'm running a lot of the next ones right now in my kayak. And so the rise rod, which is that medium, I think it's the light action.
Uh-huh.
That one, I could throw all kinds of stuff on that.
Right.
And then you got the fire rod. The next one rods, they have these names to identify them. Instead of saying, you know, 7.724, you know,
right.
It makes it a lot easier, especially for entry level fishermen.
Right.
They could recognize, you know, rise, fire, blade. And it just makes a lot of sense, a lot more sense for newer fishermen as well as knowing. So, I mean,
How about the spinning rods?
The spinning rods? So you got the iconic.
Which one? Which two, though? You're in a kayak, so you're limited, so I know you know the answer.
Yeah, so I have, it's called the Hog Snatcher.
Okay, what's that about?
So that's where I'm going to be throwing either my drop shot, you could be throwing your forward-facing minnows. I mean, you could throw a little bit of everything. You could throw a Cinco on it, and then you have the other spinning, what's it called?
Put him on the spot.
I know.
Yeah,
that's
all right.
The mule. That's what it is. Oh. It's a little bit stiffer, a little bit shorter. Right. You know, you could throw a Nico rig. You could throw a Cinco. I mean, I'd throw everything on there in my spinning. So I have those two you could basically do anything with on all the next one. And then the next two, how many? 6?
Yeah, there's like 6 spinning rods.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's a bunch to choose from.
Well, so, they got the next two, you got shorter rods. You got a 6'6", 6'8", and so 6'10".
Jerkbait rod.
Well, forward-facing, you know, generation. Yeah. And so
we hear there's a trend that's going that, you know, more and more people are getting on that trend with forward-facing.
Well,
Mr. Lawrence.
Yeah, well, we just happen to know a few crappie fishermen.
Hey, I have a question. How big is your graph that you have on the console? Is it, rumor has it, it's 32 inches. Is
what?
Is that
what
right?
What are you talking about?
Someone told me Jimmy Reese has got the biggest screen on his console in his boat. And I said, how big is it? And they said, must be like 32 inches. I was like, it's not 32 inches.
I don't
inches.
Know. Yeah.
It would be because if he could, he would be watching basketball. And he'd be watching the games right now. So, but
go Warriors!
Oh, my gosh. He's putting a plug.
Hey, the Razorbacks. Doing okay. Are they still
alive?
Did.
No.
Ah.
We'll just cut that part. No, tell us, how big a screen do you have on your console?
If I had a 32-inch.
You don't have a 32-inch.
It'd be from my living room of my house.
No, how big is the screen that you have on your
console? So I run
a
16-inch Lowrance.
16?
Yeah.
Well, that's half a 32.
Yeah, so I got
I'm
the pros
good
there.
With math.
And actually, I have another 12-inch unit that I could put right next to it when I want to, but
so
I don't 30, always need it.
So 16 and 12 is what?
28. You're going to get me in trouble or what?
No, I just asked.
I'm really good at math.
He is really good at math. Don't ask me. I'll be over here with my fingers counting, but I didn't get that from.
Okay, we got to know. If you had to pick one lure, what would it be?
Ooh.
One lure. Now, we can always skip you and
I
go to the old man. But,
I know what it is.
But tell us what it is. And,
I only get to throw one thing.
And while you're talking about that, why did you teach these kids how to drop shot? All of a sudden,
well,
every time I get in the boat, every Reese, everyone, I bet there's future Reese's that all they're going to do is throw like a drop shot.
Now, you'd think I'd say drop shot, but actually I'm thinking about it. It'd probably be a chatterbait.
Wow, you're going power fishing.
I love a chatterbait.
I thought he was going to say jig.
I thought he was going to say jig.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's tough.
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay.
There is a jig.
So
okay, jig.
Okay.
All right.
So here you are. You got this, your kids, right? Young adults. No, they weren't young adults. They were kids. You want to take them fishing.
Okay. All right.
You want them to catch fish.
Right.
Right. So first of all, you got to have your ice chest full of candy bars.
Right.
And soft drinks.
Like Reese's peanut butter cups.
Those are for the kids, not for him.
Yeah, of course. Not for me, right? and so, I mean, the one rod that they can throw and catch fish, and you know they're going to catch fish, is a drop shot.
Wow.
Always. Margarita mutilator, put it on there, figure out the leader, and you're going to catch one.
All right.
Right?
But what's your favorite lure? I've been in the boat with you, so you can't, like, he can't fudge.
So just so you guys know, and he might be hiding in the closet, but this guy is a really good guide, just so you guys know. So I've gone fishing with him many times, and he really knows.
I have him trained.
His lakes really well. He knows how much moss is on each side of each boulder. He really does. But
so what's your favorite lure? This isn't about me. This is about you.
You know,
are you just stagnated on it?
I'm very versatile. And if I had one lure to fish year round, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, how vague is this question? So
I said, what was your favorite lure?
So I would say probably something top water. I'd probably throw a Yuzuri walking bait.
Okay.
That would probably be my, but
it's
a frog,
my mind,
it could be a frog.
Because you love that little square red bill by
Yuzuri,
like constantly.
Well, okay, hold on.
See?
So I was going to say that. But.
Dude, you've been in a boat. I've watched you just whack them.
For catching, so. I totally agree. And that's as the last year and a half when I got that in my tackle box. It's been on fire. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's the California Delta.
Yeah.
You're catching 40 fish a day. It comes right through the vegetation like it's not, there's nothing, no hooks on it. And it catches fish.
Yeah.
And then I go to all these Smith.
You went to
West Point,
10 Killer.
Yeah.
And caught a bunch of fish
West
on
Point,
10 Killer.
A couple other lakes in the Carolinas and Texas and even the Florida lakes. And I'm throwing this little tiny, it's not even a square bill. It's got a rounded bill, but it's a 50F is the size.
Right.
And it's a CDB 50F. I'm telling you, that thing just,
we caught him.
Can I give away one of your secrets on your lake?
On my lake? Yeah. Sure, you can do that.
The wiggle wart?
Yep, wiggle wart.
So that's what this little crankbait does. It doesn't go as wide, but it tracks.
Yeah.
And it's just like, when it hits something, it just like, it's
okay,
pretty amazing.
I'm going to give you a little bit too, because I actually, we did something and we shot a little video, and it was about that jig head. And people, it was crazy how many. It's like the first day had like 1,000 views. And mm-hmm. I didn't even think anything about it. I know who he is. Mm-hmm. And I know his popularity. I know how great a fisherman he is. And all of a sudden I'm like, I thought something was wrong.
Well,
on your Facebook page, because it was like, this is blowing up.
Well, okay. So every once in a while, somebody designs something unique, different, right? And if you're the first one to do it, well, I mean, that's part of it. But so Double G, Greg Gutierrez, designed the Frenzy shaky head.
Right.
It's called the Nail.
Yep.
Well, first of all, you come up with a name, like Brigham saying, you know, he's saying, here's the fire, you know, here's, whatever.
The mule.
The mule, whatever it is. It's like easy to identify. Mm-hmm. Well, so Greg came out with the Nail.
Right.
Everybody knows this jig head by the Nail.
Right.
Right. So it's funny how just, you know, when you see somebody catch a fish on a spinnerbait, you want to tie on a spinnerbait, go throw a spinnerbait.
Right.
Right. So it's really interesting how Greg did this. And so the Nail, it stands up with your worm on there. So you're throwing a shaky head.
Right.
And it just gives your bait so much action, more action than any other shaky head out there.
All right. What robo worm, and we won't tell anyone, but just tell us, What robo worm are you going to put on that thing?
Most of the time. Well, I mean,
margarita.
I'll throw a margarita mutilator.
Yeah. I knew that was
margarita mutilator. You can't go wrong with that.
Okay. All right. Well, that takes us up to Tackle Time. Tackle Time sponsored by Pico Lures. Pico Lures has a complete line of hard and soft bait. So anything you're trying to catch out there, you can use a Pico Lure and catch them. All right. If they want to find out more about you, Jimmy, where would they go and bring them?
Call my wife.
Call his wife. Okay, that's easy enough. Do you have a Facebook page by chance?
Actually, you can follow me at Jimmy Reese Fishing, Instagram, Facebook, Jimmy Reese Professional Angler. Yep. I got my 5,000 friends on Facebook, but on my personal page, Jimmy Reese. So
that's right. Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah.
And Brigham?
I'm super simple. Brigham Reese Fishing on Instagram. You can DM me there if you have a question. You can go follow me. I do little videos and posts weekly. So.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. We're going to let them go back to the booth so they can get to work and sell some of these Reese's rods. And we're going to catch you all later. Like I always like to end the show, make sure you keep your hook sharp, your lures in the water.